Chapter 4.
With a shaking hand, I hang up on my mother and pick up the call from Liberty Airlines.
Hello?
My throat is tight and my voice comes out raspy and faint.
Hello, may I please speak with Iris Griffith?
I know why this woman is calling. I know it from the way she says my name, from her carefully neutral tone and businesslike formality. And the breath sticks in my throat. But she's wrong. Will is in Orlando.
Will is in Orlando,
I hear myself say.
Pardon me? Is this the number for Iris Griffith?
What would happen if I said no? Would it stop this woman from saying the words I know she called to say? Would she hang up and call the other William Matthew Griffith's wife?
I'm Iris Griffith. Mrs. Griffith, my name is Carol Manning of Liberty Airlines. William Matthew Griffith listed you as his emergency contact.
Will is in Orlando. Will is in Orlando. Will is in Orlando.
Yes,
I clutch my stomach with an arm.
I'm his wife.
Am his wife. Am.
Ma'am, I deeply regret to inform you that your husband was a passenger on this morning's Flight 23, which crashed en route from Atlanta to Seattle. It is presumed that none of those on board survived.
She sounds like a robot, like she's reading from a script. She sounds like Siri calling to tell me my husband is dead. My muscles stop working, and I go down. My torso falls forward onto my own lap. My body bending in half like a snapped twig. The impact knocks the wind right out of me, and the breath leaves me in a great moan.
I know this must come as a shock, and I assure you Liberty Airlines is here to support you however and whenever you need. We've established a dedicated hotline number and email address for you to contact us anytime, day or night. Regular updates will also be available on our website, www.libertyairlines.com.
If she says anything more, I don't hear it.